So Jill, you are currently involved with multiple veteran nonprofits throughout the state here in Indianapolis. If you could talk a little bit about the mayor's nonprofit, what is that called?
Well, it's started with the Veteran Support Council, and they have a networking group called the Mayor's Advisory Council for Veterans. And we basically have about 75 different veteran service organizations who gather monthly and help support one another, try and solve common veterans issues, and resource together to help veterans and all be better together, you know.
What are some of the initiatives that they have currently?
So basically we've got, you know, our homeless initiative, we've got health and wellness, we've got education and employment, and then the marketing PR side of it.
So you said there's 75 different organizations.
Mm-hmm. From, yep.
So when you have meetings, are all of those organizations represented usually?
Mostly. We've got from the VA department and the Department of Veterans Affairs to Operation Job Ready Vets to very small veteran service nonprofits. Like we have a K-9s group that helps veterans with PTSD. We've got other groups that help in different areas, in the homeless arena, food pantries, we have HVAF involved. So it's multiple groups from federal to very small nonprofits.
Okay. All right. Would you say, have all of those groups been around for a long time, or like what are some of the newer ones that they're really trying to make a unique niche difference?
I would say probably the K-9s. There's another, some of these organizations, we have one that is focused on women warriors. It's called the Society of Women Warriors. And they're just a kind of a vet-to-vet group that's just now formed. We've got the veterans courts that are involved as well. We help veterans that have, you know, gotten in trouble in some way, but we offer special programs for them to get back on their feet and to, you know, improve their lives. So we have a completely different veterans court. They're involved. In the mayor's office, they have different initiatives. For instance, we just got passed, it took a while, a few years, through Indigo bus system that veterans can now ride free on any of the Indigo buses.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
So it took a while to get that done, but for $2, you go down to the Julia Carson terminal and you show your military ID and they will give you a bus pass. And so you can ride on any of the Indigo buses for free.
That's really great.
Yeah.
So you also mentioned one that was like putting veterans to work. I think you said Operation Job Ready Vets. Like
uh-huh.
one of our initiatives with Voices Levon is being able to employ people to be the story guides for other people that are similar to them. Example, young vets, mm-hmm. being able to interview elder vets.
Right.
Putting the young vets to work and the you know, saving all the war hero memories and everything of the elder vets. So what are some of the initiatives, or what are some of the placements, I guess, that they put the veterans to work? Is it across the board, or?
Across the board, depending on their skills. Because, you know, you're assigned, or you have an MO that you have in the military. And it, you know, you could have been in radio, you could have been in combat, you know, just depending on what your skills were. Or if you wanted to completely go away from what you were trained to do, they have readily available programs for education and schooling, and just depending on what the veteran's wanting to do in their civilian life.
Okay. All right, that's great. Well, thank you for that. We're going to close that out.